I think the problem we have in this country is that we have too much of a black and white definition about science. You know, there's like real science and then there's everything else. Right? And in my own career, I look and I see how I have moved rather fluidly between big science with a capital S and sort of small science and applied science and, you know, build companies that use a lot of science kind of thing. And now I've come back. In fact, I left Silicon Valley and I went to Berkeley as an adjunct professor. And I find myself doing science again, reflecting on my years in business and how I wrote a book about the design of the semantics of business systems. I call it document engineering, right? So again, I think that science, to be restored to the rightful place, should be science is sort of a continuum, right? And kind of the glorification of sort of hard science or big S, capital S science at the expense of sort of scientific thinking and sort of more rigorous, you know, seeing the intellectual content of what you're doing is science, okay? And I think that's what I hope we're talking about. I don't think we are, but that's what I would like it to be talking about. Because I know in my own life, I've tried very hard to teach students now, saying that you want to find the abstractions, the ones that are generative, the ones that really help you understand new things, not just the stuff you're working on now. That's science, right? And so having a perspective that says, I can take what I'm learning here, but do it in a way which lets me apply it to new domains I haven't anticipated, new problems I haven't anticipated. That kind of more reflective, abstract, generative thinking is what science is about, finding new ways of thinking about problems. And we too often think that science is, well, you got to be in the laboratory with your white coat and everything else is a science, and that's just not the way you should think about it. So, you know, I worry that we have a naive view of science because we have a naive view of, you know, our legislators are not scientists, they're lawyers and other things, but so they don't see science in the way that scientists see it. So all the pronouncements about science from coming out of Washington won't matter unless the scientists can drive some of this agenda rather than the politicians.